Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the NIIT Limited Q3 FY21 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vijay Thadani, Managing Director and Vice Chairman of NIIT Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon. First of all, my very sincere thanks to each one of you for your continued interest and encouragement to NIIT and for joining the call today. I do know this is busy result season, so for you to spend your time with us, we really value it a lot. I also believe, I hope that you and your families are staying safe and healthy. We are going to talk about the business performance for quarter three of FY21. We would also, Sapnesh, the CEO, will take us through that, and we would also discuss possibly how the future is looking and the opportunities in front of us. I do want to make a comment that these results show a marked recovery and improvement in performance now consistently over the last three quarters. This is, I would like to believe, due to agile and decisive actions of the leadership team. The transformation has also shown the kind of efficiencies that digital learning models can help us achieve. Though neither the times before this were a steady state, nor the ones which we experienced are a steady state, I think steady state will get discovered as the new normal settles down. Definitely, there is lots to learn from these 9 months. I also want to mention just one line, and I can talk more about that during the quarter on December 24th, the board also announced the second buyback out of the proceeds of the divestment, and which was to be done at the earliest possible opportunity. We triggered it exactly 12 months after the completion of the previous one. The buyback is for 985,000 shares at a price of rupees 240 per share, which is a 92% premium over the previous buyback price. The buyback is subject to approval from our shareholders and other statutory bodies. If people have questions on this, I'll be happy to answer. Right now, I think main focus of this will be performance of quarter three and the outlook from here onwards. I would now like to hand over to Sapnesh to take us through that, and then we'll open it for questions. Just want to tell you that we also have in the room the full leadership team. We have Sanjay Mal, the CFO. We have Kapil Saurabh, who heads investor relations. We have Gaurav, who also looks after important functions in finance and accounts, and who also is responsible for preparation and finalization of these results in the format in which it is now available to you. With that, I would now like to hand you over to Sapnesh, who will take us through the whole exercise. Thank you.
Thanks, Vijay, and thanks everyone for joining. I echo Vijay's comments about health and safety. I hope each one of you and your families are continuing to be safe. I said this to NIITians many times, but I'll say it to you that the killer is still outside, so please stay safe and employ all caution that you possibly can. Please note that the results of previous year have been restated for like-to-like comparison in accordance with the accounting standards. Also, given the impact of COVID-19, we are emphasizing QoQ performance as that is more relevant to show that there is continuing recovery. Just as a clarification, the net result, revenue minus expenses of asset held for sale as well as discontinued operations, is reported as a separate line item below the operating results. This includes the net results of the schools business housed in our wholly owned subsidiary, Mind Champions Learning Systems Limited, which has been classified as asset held for sale. In terms of business highlights, I think Vijay said it well, and I would echo that the business has seen a strong recovery due to the agile and decisive actions taken by the leadership team, more specifically backed by with robust execution. While the environment has remained uncertain, driven by the pandemic and geopolitics, NIIT has remained focused on new customer acquisition, driving business transformation towards digital and helping our customers create adaptive learning organizations so that they can be more successful in an uncertain environment. The success of that is visible in our results as well. The consolidated revenue stood at 2,534 million, up 16% quarter on quarter and 4% year on year. This quarter also saw us grow on a YOY basis. The EBITDA was at 471 million, up 37% QOQ versus 344 million previous quarter, and up 64% year on year versus 287 million. The EBITDA margin improved to 19%, up 287 basis points from a quarter-on-quarter perspective, and up 685 basis points on a year-on-year basis. The net other income was at 220 million, which included 215 million in treasury income. The PAT was at 415 million, up 53% year-on-year and 59% QOQ. The EPS stood at rupees 2.9 per share. One interesting stat I wanted to share with all of you, we've been talking about NIIT's digital platform. I wanted to let you know, because digital platforms are becoming popular and their statistics are becoming popular these days, our digital platform, NIIT Digital, now has over 1.8 million active users who are pursuing their education at NIIT. Drilling down into our results, with the corporate business, corporate business contributed 86% to NIIT's revenue in the quarter versus 78% in Q3 of last year. Our investments in corporate learning continue to drive growth for the business, even through some of, though some of our largest customers have had to reduce their consumption in L&D because of COVID. The revenue for the corporate business was at an all-time high of rupees 2,175 million. The revenue was up 12% quarter on quarter and 15% year on year. The growth in constant currency was 9% year on year and 12% quarter on quarter. EBITDA stood at 500 million, up 70% year on year and 26% quarter on quarter. The EBITDA margin stood at 23%. The improvement in margin was driven specifically by a better product mix, improved productivity because of the continuing work from home, as well as lower travel expenses, but more importantly, higher utilization of headcount. And then, of course, because of the increase in revenue, improved leverage. The corporate business saw continued traction in Q3 with new wins and renewals. We won three new MTS customers in the third quarter, and that brings our tally to 58. At the end of December, the first one is a global leader in energy and natural resources, the second a global leader in technology and telecom industry, and the third a global leader in life sciences. The corporate business also renewed contracts with four existing customers in this quarter. Revenue visibility, given the contract signing and renewals, has improved to $270 million, up 4% quarter on quarter and 2% year on year. As we've been pointing out, we are continuing to see momentum in new customer wins as well as strong renewals from existing customers. This is enabling growth for the business despite reduced levels of consumption by some of our largest customers. In their partnership with us, our customers see NIIT as an organization that can help them become an adaptive learning organization, an organization that can pivot and respond to fast-changing business needs that have been accentuated during these COVID times. This service delivery ethos and our DNA of innovation and of keeping our customers at the center of all our efforts is inspiring a new customer acquisition efforts. Our project in Canada is starting to reach steady state. Our investments in digital transformation have helped to enable continued access of high-quality real estate education and a potential second career in these COVID times for learners aiming for a career in real estate. Drilling down into our skills and career business, the revenue for Q3 was $359 million. The EBITDA improved to negative $29 million compared to negative $54 million in the previous quarter. The business is down year on year due to impact of COVID. However, grew sequentially at 45%, predominantly due to the positive impact of our international business given seasonality of enrollments and the enrollments accumulated towards the end of Q2 and Q3, initial part of Q3, because the universities took time to restart given the COVID situation. As I have indicated to you earlier, NIIT Skills and Careers business has been transformed to a digital edtech business. To accelerate the digital transformation of our SNC business, we are putting to use platform and pedagogy we have perfected over the last four decades of our existence, the technology platforms that have won us many accolades and awards over the last several years. That's the technology and platform that's powering our digital business in India. In the career education business, we pivoted to a digital delivery model in April of last year and have spent the last several months ensuring that we are able to deliver the outcomes that we promise to our students and, of course, their employers, the outcomes that large corporations expect from a student who has studied at NIIT. As India Incorporated starts its efforts to service the acceleration in digital transformation globally, NIIT StackRoot team is at the forefront as a key enabler for this transformation. We've seen positive endorsements from our placement partners of our students on our mastery learning pedagogy when delivered digitally. And we believe that the methodology and the pedagogy and the delivery modality, the digital delivery modality, has now been tested and is starting to deliver results at the initial scale at which we are at this time. Achieving this significant milestone has enabled us to start investing in accelerating the NIIT digital business with new products as well as higher investments in customer acquisition. I would, of course, continue to provide more details about our investments and the expected outcomes as this business starts becoming material, and more importantly, as it goes through the first few milestones, some of them which it will cross in Q4. Overall, what makes us stand apart is that we have grown year on year due to significant new wins over the last six quarters. We have continued to focus on driving higher efficiencies and improved resource utilization. And with adoption of digital, we've been able to significantly lower our expenses, including requirements of real estate. The previous two quarters show the efficiencies and returns we can achieve in a fully digital model for a corporate business. While some of the costs would return as vaccinations lead to opening up of travel and resumption of in-person training, the margin trajectory that can be expected is likely to be meaningfully better than the historical range in which we have delivered. Also, premise expenses as a percentage would likely to remain lower in the near to medium term as compared to the past. The increased efficiency and strong balance sheet creates space for us to scale up investments in NIIT Digital and other growth-oriented activities going forward. We continue to believe that demand for deep skilling and hiring of skilled professionals just in time is likely to remain important, especially for digital skills. In fact, it's going to become more important than it has ever been. As businesses adapt their products and services to digital, they need employees that are not only better trained, but also more confident learners. As of December 31st, our people count stood at 2,435 compared to 2,386 at the end of previous quarter, indicating some of the scale up and ramp up that we are seeing because of new wins in our corporate business as well as the ramp up in our investments in NIIT Digital. Another note on the people side, we did announce wage increases for all NIITians globally effective 1st of January 2021. Looking at our balance sheet, metrics continue to be strong. Net cash position improved quarter on quarter to rupees 13,240 million as compared to 12,117 million end of September due to higher collections given that December is end of financial year for several of our customers. Gross cash was at 13,533 million. And that further reduced to 293 million versus 382 million that we reported end of last quarter. The DSO was at 63 days as of December 2020, more or less at the same level as it was same time last year. Both the strong growth in revenues and then to some extent offset by strong collections have kept the DSO at more or less the same level. The operating cash flow in Q3 was rupees 1,055 million and free cash flow was at 1,015 million. The ROCE recovered, the operating ROCE recovered sharply on a trailing 12-month basis, our business generated an ROCE ex cash on books of 14.5% versus 7.2% reported previous quarter. Going forward, given the strength of our balance sheet, we will continue to pursue investment opportunities to drive growth across many of the dimensions that we have discussed with you in the past, more specifically, continued geographic and capability expansion for a corporate business, both organically and inorganically, achieving leadership in our career education business through investments in NIIT Digital, and expanding access to our stack route and talent pipeline as a service products globally. With that, I know Vijay touched upon the buyback a minute ago. Vijay, did you want to spend any more time?
Are further questions, or maybe all that data is available.
There are a few questions around the buyback. Vijay can answer those. But that concludes my opening comments, and I would invite any questions commentary that you might have and discuss the last quarter's performance.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who would like to ask a question, please press star and one at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. The first question is from the line of Divesh from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, thank you for taking my question. There are two questions. First is, can you share me the wage increase? What will be the percentage and how much can be the impact? And another question is that, can you share me the share of business StackRoot and TPaaS has as of now? That's it.
So the wage increase is approximately 7% of the total wage bill. It starts as of 1st of January 2021. Okay. About 65 million per quarter. And just remind me, what was your second question?
StackRoot and TPaaS, some outlook and the current first share of business.
We do not declare product line based numbers, but what I did want to say was that StackRoot as an offering grew on a year-on-year basis, and TPaaS as an offering grew on a QOQ basis.
Okay, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Neet Vora, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I have just two quick questions. First one is that the EBITDA margin for CLG business has been at 23%. The reason for this increase in margin highlighted earlier has been reduction in the travel cost basically. So in the last annual report as well, we have seen that the travel cost has been 6% of the total sales. So once the situation normalizes, is it safe to assume that the CLG business margins around of 15-16% as it has been doing earlier, given the wage increase that is there in line?
So I would say, I mean, what happens in the future is still uncertain, but I feel that some of the digital transformation will stick, and it will be more digital going forward than it was when we got into the crisis. So it's possible that the margin will be better than what you have seen historically.
Okay, sure. And the last tally of cash flow remaining after the sale of NIT Technologies was around 750 crores, of which now we have announced a buyback of, say, 240 crores. So right now, cash available from that transaction is around 500 crores. So of the total 1,400 crores, 900 has been distributed in the form of buybacks and dividend. So I just wanted to ask, what is the plan for that remaining 500 crores? Because right now, a buyback would, say, take a 12-month or 18-month period from now. So what is the management going to do of that 500 crores?
Okay. So even at the time of divestment, what we had said was the divestment proceeds will be used for three purposes. One was for debt reduction. Second was for investment in new initiatives. And the third one was that we would share at the fastest possible rate the rewards with the shareholders. And if by that ratio, the debt reduction has been on course, and it's following the trend that was most appropriate. And there is a little bit of debt left. As far as the investments are concerned, those have begun, as Sapnesh also talked about NIT Digital. There are some others, and we are actively looking at acquisitions, some very important acquisitions, and those all we will be able to share with you. The third was for sharing with rewards with the shareholders. So while the original plan at that time we had said 50-60%, as we stand 68% of the net proceeds have already been shared after this buyback is completed, of course. And as you rightly pointed out, the next step in this direction would be taken based on the deliberations that the board does. But in terms of the original indication that we had given, we have already exceeded the indications that we had shared at the time when the divestment took place. There would be a need for a certain amount of cash requirement in the balance sheet for investment in strategic initiatives, of which there are a few, and I think all those you will get to know more in the next few. And the uncertainty in the economic environment, which can create temporary ups and downs. And, of course, the growth momentum of the business, which will also require additional working capital as we go along. So I think we are well poised as we speak. The rest will now depend on how the business performs over the next year. And then we would go with the natural trend of how we have been rewarding shareholders in the past.
Okay. So just one quick question, that is there any guidance on acquisitions as of now?
See, in case of an acquisition, there is no guidance. There is nothing called guidance because it happens when it happens. So okay. Normally all that we have said from time to time, and that we will not be looking for a mega acquisition because we would not want to take such a heavy risk. But definitely these will be mid-sized acquisitions which are strategic in nature, not just in additions of revenue, but either they would open a certain market segment for us, or a certain geography, or a certain product capability that horizontal or vertical that we may be missing out on. So it is in that context that we have been looking. We have been fairly active. At this time, with this so much churn, it is also very difficult to do valuations. But nevertheless, I think we are hopeful that something good should come out after having put so much effort. So we'll share that with you as and when something is available.
Sure, thanks. That was helpful.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question at this time. The next question is from the line of Rahul Jain from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Congratulations. I have a question for the CLG business. As we've been very consistently adding on to the number of MTS customers, however, our revenue visibility has not improved significantly, and also we have seen that some of our large customers who were existing customers have not rolled out as much business as they usually do. So has that also been a factor here in terms of reducing that count, and we see the net number, or any other color you would like to give here?
Sure, thanks. I think the visibility number that you see is a composite. As I mentioned, that due to COVID, a number of our large customers who we've had for many, many years, they have reduced their overall consumption of training, and that's understandable because their business is affected. We haven't lost anything, but their consumption has gone down. Like I also pointed out, that over the last 6 quarters, we have won a number of new customers. In fact, the top five of new customers that we have won have contributed about 25% of the revenues for our corporate business in this quarter. Now, what that does is, because of reduced consumption of some of the large customers, that brings the visibility down, as that gets offset by the new customers that we have acquired as well as the renewals that we've had. So I would say the new customer additions that we have done are significant, and that is what has enabled us to grow our business from a quarter on quarter and year on year perspective. As far as visibility is concerned, as our existing customers start increasing their consumption, once there is more certainty in the marketplace, we see that visibility go up.
Right. Just a clarification, you said top, so the five customers that we have added this quarter have contributed 25% of the revenue. Is that what you said?
No, that's not what I said. What I said is that the top five customers that we have added over the last 6 quarters have contributed 25% of our revenues this quarter.
Okay, so you mean to say this recent wins have become much larger contributors, and this definitely do not include Reco, or is that one of them?
We don't comment about growth in specific customers because of competitive reasons. But like I pointed out, I'll say it again, that the customers that we've added in the last 6 quarters have contributed a significant amount to our revenue this quarter.
Right, right. Secondly, going into your skills and career business, there has been a significant improvement on a sequential basis. However, we have also seen a good cost increase as well. So if you could share in terms of how we are, you know, how the revised cost look for us on a more sustainable basis, and how what part you said international business enrollment has led to this jump, but in general, if you would like to share more that in terms of what the annualized number on a normal basis look like for this business, given that the kind of a swing we have seen in the past, what more looks like a sustainable thing here?
The skills and career business has seen uncertainty. It has had a significant quarter-on-quarter improvement because of the bunching up of some of the enrollments in with universities, international universities. But I think some of the uncertainty that the skills and career business has seen will continue. I think that as the IT services companies or IT businesses in India, GICs in India, as well as banks in India start their hiring, we will see an uptick in that business. That might take one or two quarters to get completed, but that's where I see a trend.
Right. And from a cost point of view, do we still have some costs which are not related to the current mix of business, or any costs related to the franchise kind of a model are still coming up in the expenses?
So, like I pointed out, we have transformed the India business to a purely digital business. We will continue to have investments in the digital platform and digital products, so those costs will continue to come or may get accelerated.
Yeah, and last, if I can squeeze in one more. You gave one insight into the number of users we have on our digital platform. So what kind of opportunity we are having right now on this, and what looks like the direction which we think for this business over the period of time?
Yeah, I think in all digital businesses, the platform is going to be the heart of that business. And as a digital business grows, I see multidimensional growth in that platform.
Okay, but any current revenue or potential opportunity we would like to highlight here in any numerical form?
I think, like I pointed out, that business is multi. That platform is a multilateral platform. It's supporting all our businesses from corporate business to the career education business to the skills and career business. Yeah. So it supports all our businesses. So identifying specific revenue opportunities related to the platform is hard. Platform is going to be central to NIIT's growth.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you, and I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question at this time. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Ashish Agarwal from Principal India. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. So just one thing from my side, how should we look at the profitability in the skills business? Though the losses are reducing, so are we looking to break even and maybe have profitability in this business at FY22? How should we look at this, the profitability in that business?
I think this business is going to start trending towards profitability in the coming year. On one side, we are likely to make investments to scale up our NIIT digital business, the career education business in India. And on the other side, we have and will continue to have profitable B2B business in India. So the SNC business is a composite of two businesses, but I think we will start seeing some profitability in the coming year.
Got it. And lastly, in the corporate learning business, maybe in some geographies, if there is so-called the training on-premise training is allowed, has the customers then also looked at a digital mode of training, or do you think once the pandemic gets over, a lot of corporates will shift to the classroom model rather than the digital model?
See, at this point in time, 100% of what we are doing is digital. None of our customers have actually opened up or started sending students to physical classrooms. When will that start and what volume might it take is at this time a best guess. I think as Europe and United States are both starting to see a strong second wave, only once the vaccinations have been completed and there is significant safety in bringing people into a location, well, I think we will start seeing face-to-face classroom business interactions return. Now, I think there was a second part to your question which said that once things get back to normal, what's our view on whether it will go back to exactly where we were or will it be different? My view is that it will be different. Exactly how different it will be is speculation, but I think it will be different. It will weigh more towards digital than classroom because significantly more convenient. It is also more effective in several cases.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajashree Day from Sunidhi Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Sir, my question is when this buyback procedure will get completed?
Buyback process, as you know, works on a fixed time schedule. This is Rani. As we speak, we are in the process of going through shareholders' approval, which is one step.
Yeah.
Post-split. This ballot will close, according to me, on 10th of February. After that, we make an application to SEBI, as well as there is a simultaneous application which has already been made, by the way, to SEC in US. SEC in US happens a little faster, but that's what we have never done it, but others who have done it say that happens faster. And SEBI should take about 4 weeks, 4 to 5 weeks, and after which the regular routine will be there. So I have a feeling the buyback process should complete by April end, and money in banks of buyers, sellers, by early May.
Okay, thank you, sir. That's all from me.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind our participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rahul Jain from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity again. On the enrollment data that we share in our data sheet, can you explain a significant variation coming from the enrollment count going down and revenue going up? Is it the realization in the international business are so significantly higher than what we typically get out here, or any other attributes are there?
Yeah, I think as you have guessed, we had bunching up of enrollments with international universities, and to some extent that has now that non-linearity.
Okay, so but those international ones are so much higher in terms of our revenue recognition.
Like I mentioned in the past, there was a bunching up of enrollments because the universities were shut down and they opened up. So you should not see that as a secular trend.
Right. And any progress on the discontinued business side? Is it demanding similar investment in the interim period, or we see any curve down on that thing till it actually reach out to the logical conclusion?
We are continuing to rationalize that business, and we are also in parallel in discussions with organizations who might be interested.
Right. Fair enough. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Ganesh Shetty, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir, for good set of numbers, and I also congratulate you for investor friendly decisions like buyback and dividends. Just one query regarding our physical individual learning business, that now we are into NIT digital, more or less all the revenues coming from that area. Are we trying to discontinue physical training centers in near future?
Like I was answering someone else, what mm-hmm. the future has in store for us is uncertain. It is possible that blended learning solutions will become real in the future. As of today, given the pandemic, digital is the mode of education that is the only mode of education that's possible, and that's what we are delivering today. As things start to become more certain, we will start evaluating what the mix or the blend of digital and physical will be. It would not be right for me to speculate what that might be for us going forward, but like I pointed out, we will reach a blend. Exactly what that blend will be, time will tell.
Okay, sir, that's all from me, and congratulate once again.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question.
Operator, if there are no more questions, then maybe we can just close the meeting.
Sure, sir. Would you like to add any closing comments?
Right. So, I think the only thing I wanted to say was, while somebody did ask that question, so that's already answered, I would have summarized the buyback process, but the buyback we just explained to somebody, so that part is also done. I just want to, again, thank each one of the participants for participating despite a very, very busy result season that we are in. We continuously learn more from each of the questions that you ask us, and these give us new ideas. As we speak, many of the questions that you asked just now would contribute also a great deal to our planning process, which is as we speak now is just started and is will end by mid of March. And I think this should provide us a lot of clarity. The future is quite uncertain, but with your encouragement and support and constant guidance, I'm sure we'll make the best of it, like we have been able to do in the very difficult times that we had in the last 9 months. We feel very proud of the team that led this effort, because in this year, for us to have recorded a year-on-year growth in overall performance, and in the next quarter to aim for growth in both the businesses on a year-on-year basis, I think is something which we feel very encouraged about. The digital platform, which Sapnesh shared the details, is a common engine which is driving all the businesses across the world. And I think it is a very unique platform and with some very interesting and unique features. So those of you who might be interested would be happy to take you around there on the platform and show you more, which will perhaps help you. It's constantly becoming enriched as we go forward. And the last thing I did want to say is, while the leadership team feels encouraged by their own performance, they also were recipients of a number of awards and, frankly, a record haul this year from Brandon Hall, which is like the Oscars of the learning world. So 15 Oscars or Brandon Hall Awards is the tally that we got this year, which is again something very, very encouraging. We are thankful to all our customers for their support and understanding as we all went through a very, very difficult transition. But we do hope that the future will become brighter as we go each day. So with that, I thank you for your indulgence and thank you for your time. And we look forward to staying in touch with you. Kapil Saurabh, Sanjay Mal, Sapnesh, all of us are available to you for any follow-up questions you have or anything which you may require. I don't recollect there was any data point that we could not provide answers to, but we'll again go through our notes. If there is any, we will share those on a common platform with each one of you. I do hope that you receive the quarterly investor newsletter that we have started sending. Please do send us your comments on that. We'll be very happy to improve upon it and improve the editorial quality and the content that you would like to see. So with that, I thank you very much and wishing you the very best in 2021, which I hope will certainly be better than 2020. All the best.
Thank you. On behalf of NIIT Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.